Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond in downtown Marion and Air Chair One, ready to go for another show on this July the 8th. And it is a hot July the 8th, isn't it? My goodness. Well, you know, today happens to be National Best Friends Day. Do you have a national, or do you have a best friend? I think Scott Spears says a bestie. Do you have a bestie? This is also National Name Your Poison Day. National Name Your Poison Day. And it is also National Upsy Daisy Day. So there you go, July the 8th. And so if you're wondering what kind of holiday to celebrate, there you go. Well, I'm so happy to be here, and nice to be out of the house and out and about. I don't get out and about as much as I used to. The wife and I did over the weekend go into a restaurant. It was kind of different, of course. We tried to get out on their patio, but they said no because of restrictions and everything. They couldn't let anybody else out on their patio, so we said, okay, we'll go ahead and eat inside. So we did. It was over in Mansfield, a restaurant over there, and they took good care of us, but like I said, it was a little different in there. And so we did get out for that, and my wife wanted to go over there to a clothing store that was having a sale. Imagine that. So she went over there, and I don't think we bought anything off the clothing, off the sales rack, but we did buy some stuff off the regular clothes rack. I'm not sure if we got any deals or not, but we did walk out of there with some stuff, for sure. But after traveling over there to Mansfield, we better have gotten something just for going over there for that one store. But no, it is a nice drive over there. But there was a little detour that we got hung up on as you go over there. I get all messed up what routes you go on, but we usually make a turn on a road. Yeah, this is me giving directions now, right? We usually turn on a road right after you go through Iberia and make a right there, go over Route 61 and then straight up that way. Well, as you continue out through there, there was a hang up, and then the GPS said, blip, follow this detour. So we did follow that detour, and then the bridge on the detour was closed. So imagine when you have to detour around the detour. So we figured it out. We got to Mansfield anyways, and then we took a different way home, Route 30 through Galleon on the way home to 309. But it was an interesting trip, and we had a good time. So did you have a good 4th of July. Yes. We spent the day over at my mom's house. They have a nice pool, so we got in the pool. And we grilled stuff and talked and visited and set off fireworks. Don't tell anybody. And no, they were just little ones. They weren't anything to speak of. So we weren't in any danger of blowing anybody up. But and then we took in a good fireworks show on the 3rd of July, and that was pretty cool as well. And then we did catch the Marion fireworks, and what did we do? We just drove up Marion Williamsport Road, and everybody was parking right and left, so we just parked right with them and sat there and watched the fireworks along Marion Williamsport Road. So that's what we did on the 4th and 3rd and, you know, July 4th weekend. We had a big time. Well, are you ready for trivia? I have a gift card today so you can get yourself something cold to drink, because with this hot weather, I bet you want yourself something cold to drink, and it is a gift card to the convenience stores of Speedway. It's good for fuel and merchandise, so you can choose which one you want to spend, but if you go in and get one of their slushies or fountain drinks, this is the way to go. So I've got a $5 gift card to Speedway for the winner of trivia this afternoon. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. So that is what we have on the table for today. And all you need to do for a chance to win is call me and answer a trivia question. I will in turn put you in a drawing. And then at 4:55 this afternoon, I will draw a winner out of the pile. And we will see who our big winner is. Want to say thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on 107.1 FM WWGH. By the way, check out my show's website when you get a chance. It's both smartphone-friendly and desktop computer-friendly, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. That's W-E-B-S. Check that out when you can. We got some pictures up there and some things related to the show. You can look up all the offbeat news and trivia that you would like to up there. And then, of course, the station has a website too, WWGH1071.com. And you can look up show archives from all the way back to 2016. So you can hear Charlie's shows, Scott's shows, and all of them up there at WWGH1071.com. All right, let's get to trivia and find out if we can get some trivia contestants signed up here at 740-383-9944. That's our magic number, 740-383-9944. What are the body's strongest muscles? Where are the body's strongest muscles, I should say? Where are the body's strongest muscles? Can you tell me that? What type of animal is a head louse? Does that make you start itching already? What type of animal is a head louse? Which biblical character lends his name to a part of the neck that is more obvious in men than women? Which biblical character lends his name to a part of the neck that is more obvious in men than women? What medical instrument is used to listen to the heartbeat or to breathing? We have our first phone call coming in.
Hi.
Hi, we're on the air.
Hi. Jaws.
Jaws, yes, jaws are the body's strongest muscles. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. And is this Noah?
Yes.
Noah, or how have you been? Have you been playing outside today, or you been staying in the air conditioning?
No, it's too hot.
Yeah, it's too hot, so you've probably been staying inside where it's nice and cool, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, does a nice cold drink sound good?
Yes.
Well, I've got a gift card from Speedway that you might win at 4:55, so be listening to see if you're the winner, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling, and you have a nice night, all right?
All right.
Okay. Bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Sounds like he's had his sugar today. And maybe he can get some more sugar, a sugary drink, or maybe even a candy bar if he wins this gift card today. What medical instrument is used to listen to the heartbeat or to breathing? What medical instrument is used to listen to the heartbeat or to breathing? What is the name of the transparent layer at the front of the eye? What is the name of the transparent layer at the front of the eye? If a person is described as a universal donor, what blood group do they have? If a person is described as a universal donor, what blood group do they have? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, head louse is an insect.
Yes, a head louse is an insect. I'm embarrassed to say that I've had them at least once in my life.
I'll probably have to.
Yes, indeed. In fact, I remember some lady saying that I could get them out with kerosene.
Yeah.
Washing my hair with kerosene.
Don't want to do that.
I thought, that's one way to do it. All right, well, I will sign you up for a Speedway gift card, and maybe you can get you something cold to drink, or maybe you can get you something off on gas.
All righty.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, David Avery right there, here at 740-383-9944. I can't remember. It seems like almost we might have tried that kerosene trick on our head. I can't remember for sure. Hi, we're on the air.
Stethoscope.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for. How are you today?
Good.
And is this Allison?
Uh-huh.
All right. How was your 4th of July?
Good.
All right. Well, I've got you all signed up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling me, and you have a good evening, all right?
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Be the next caller, 740-383-9944. Get signed up for a chance to win a Speedway gift card. You can quench your thirst or get some off on gas. That's what we're doing for today. Okay, REM. Have you ever heard of REM? Is a type of sleep. What does REM stand for? Maybe you study this in science class. REM is a type of sleep. What does REM stand for? How many teeth do most adults have in their mouths, including wisdom teeth? How many teeth do most adults have in their mouths, including wisdom teeth? What body fluid carries oxygen and carbon dioxide around the body? What body fluid carries oxygen and carbon dioxide around the body? What is the column of vertebrae that connects the skull to the pelvis called? What is the column of vertebrae that connects the skull to the pelvis called? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey,
Bob, I'm doing good. How are you, buddy?
How
hot are you, man? It's a warm one, isn't it?
Yeah, real hot.
Yes, sir. Are you in with the air conditioning?
Yeah, that fan's rolling.
Yeah, all right.
Yep. you're looking for 36 on the teeth.
36 teeth, including wisdom teeth. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yeah, I need to go to my dentist and get mine cleaned. It's been a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't get to you last week.
Yeah,
I was downstairs at the art place.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I said to my wife when I got home, I said, I missed Bob last week.
Yeah, I didn't get to you. I was out there for a couple hours.
Okay. Now,
time I got out, it was great.
Now, did you have a good 4th of July?
Yeah, I had a real good one. How about you?
Yeah, real good. We did a cookout. You probably did, too.
Yeah, great cookout.
Yeah. Well,
and
what?
Dogs and bratwurst and hamburgers and salads.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. Yep. Yeah. Did you get to any fireworks shows?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a fireworks show out of the yard.
Yep.
So, all the neighbors were around.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Nobody got hurt.
Nope, nobody got hurt. Everybody stayed safe, right?
Yeah, everybody was safe.
Yep.
All right.
All right,
you get back to your trivia.
All right. Well, thanks for calling and thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. All righty. There we go. Bob Austin right there giving us a call this afternoon. And back to back, here comes another one. Hi, we're on the air.
Blood.
All right. Did you say blood?
Yes.
Okay, yes, blood is what carries fluid around, carries oxygen and carbon dioxide around the body. Very good. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And this is Lucas, right?
Yeah.
All right. How is your day going, Lucas? Pretty good?
Good.
Good, good. All right. Well, I will put you in the drawing, and thanks for calling and listening, all right?
Okay.
All right. Have a good night. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, there's room for you, too. It's 740-383-9944. Jump on our line. It's wide open for you. Which procedure is the removal and examination of a piece of the body to check for signs of disease? Which procedure is the removal and examination of a piece of the body to check for signs of disease? They just go in there and take a little piece out and send it out for testing. What is that called? And the last one for now, where would you find the cerebral cortex? Where would you find the cerebral cortex? Where at? 740-383-9944 is my phone number. Hi, we're on the air.
Good afternoon, mate.
Hey, Ralph, how are you, buddy?
Oh, we're hanging in there.
Yeah, on this heat today, isn't it?
Yeah, they put out heat advisory until 9 o'clock Thursday.
Oh, till 9 o'clock Thursday. I didn't know it was that long. I have a little bit of breathing trouble myself, so I've been staying in the air.
Yeah, that's about what we've been doing. Yeah, they just put it on the news here. They got them some for 8 o'clock and around Marion County, and then it's until 9 o'clock Thursday.
Oh, wow.
So, must be going to be pretty stuffy out there.
Yes, I guess so. I usually like to go for a mile walk in the morning, but I have this exercise program that's the equivalent of a mile that I can do in front of the air conditioning, so I guess I'll be doing that.
Yeah, well, you do a lot in place, you know, that we were taught when our health nurse comes to the house, and how you do it in place and what you can do and how you work with the chairs and stuff. So we do a lot of it with indoors.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you can. Yeah. You can still get your workout done that way.
Yeah, I was just wondering if he's looking for Adam's apple.
Yep, that's what I'm looking for. Yes, sir, that would be the one. Yes, indeed. All right, my friend. Well, I will sign you up for that Speedway card, and you can go out there and get you something to drink or get you something off on gas, whatever it is you want to do if you're the winner.
Yeah, that's usually where I go all the time, so that's what I use. So.
All righty.
Have a good one and take care of yourself.
Hey,
now.
I appreciate you calling, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
All
right.
Bye-bye. We'll be back with more after these words.
Waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back, and I think we have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, good. Did you have a trivia answer?
I do. REM stands for Rapid Eye Movement.
Rapid Eye Movement is correct. Very good. It's kind of a scientific question today. I should have made that a bonus question or something, shouldn't have I?
Yeah.
All right, Ms. Ashley, I will put you in the pile here.
Okay.
All right, thanks for taking the time to call, and thanks for listening.
Yep.
All right, have a great night.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, yes, that's a tougher question there. REM, rapid eye movement. We got another call coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you doing, buddy?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
A little
good.
Warm, but otherwise pretty good.
Yeah, yep. little warm. Do you have a good source of air conditioning?
Oh, yeah, in the house, but I'm out in my shop, and I got a good fan.
Oh, so okay. All right.
It doesn't bother me too much. You know, it just, once you get used to it, as long as I don't do any work, I'm fine.
There you go. All right. It's just sitting out there enjoying the shop.
Yeah, that's it. It's the cornea is the outer layer of the eye.
Yeah, sure is. Reminds me that I have a eye doctor's appointment coming up.
Huh?
Yeah, it's been a while since I've had one. And I think I'm having a little trouble with vision out of my right eye, so I'm going to have to see what that's all about.
Yep, need to get it checked out early.
Yeah, so I've just noticed it in the last couple months.
Yeah.
The last time I was there, I remember the doctor turned my eyelids over and said, you got a bunch of bumps there that was said it was allergies, is what he said. So I don't know if there's something to do with that or maybe I need fitted for glasses. I don't know.
Yeah, he can tell
Could
you.
Be.
Yeah. So
they put you through all those tests. Which one's clear, A or B?
Oh, yeah.
A or
right.
B?
I'd say yes. You know?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Well, you have a good day. Enjoying
hey,
your show.
You too. And thanks so much.
Glad to see all the kids were back this week.
Yeah, we missed all the kids last week.
Yeah, for sure.
They're back and sounds like they're hyper and raring to go.
Yes, they should know.
Yeah, especially Noah. He was ready to go, wasn't he?
I enjoy him. Yeah,
he seems to have the energy out of the bunch that call.
For sure. I wondered where mine went. Yeah.
Right.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Ernie.
Thanks,
all right. Bye bye. Okay, 4:35 is the time. Downtown Marion is where we're broadcasting live from on this Wednesday afternoon. And let me see if I can get an updated temperature. Oh, it says it's 91 degrees here in downtown Marion. And boy, oh boy, it certainly is a warm one today and has been for the past couple days. All right, let's turn to the Offbeat News stack and see what is going on in Offbeat News. By the way, all these news stories that I read, you can find by going to radionate.webs.com and clicking on Offbeat News. It'll take you to the website where I get these from, and you can just go through there to your heart's content. Firefighters in Britain came to the rescue of a small fox spotted by witnesses with its hind leg stuck in a wooden picnic table. The Castle Donegan Fire Station in England said members of the public contacted the department Sunday to report a small fox appeared to be trapped in a picnic table. The firefighters extracted the fox's hind leg from the table, but the animal appeared to be injured, so they waited with the animal until rescuers arrived. This fox found itself in a bit of a unfortunate situation, but fortunately crews were on hand to free its hind leg from the bench it was trapped in, the fire station tweeted. So there we go. They got the small fox some help. I think foxes are the cutest little creatures. Like if you see one crossing the road occasionally, of course, there's probably several different kinds of foxes. Fact is, I know there is, but if you see one at the zoo or whatever, foxes are just so cute, just adorable little creatures. All right, a Nebraska farmer draining a pond on his property for maintenance made a surprising and unusual discovery. An ATM dumped in the water. Wynn Hall said he started the process of draining the pond, which is used for pumping waters off his fields, and checked on it in the following morning. Hall said he initially thought the object stuck in the pond was a household appliance. Quote, I thought who would throw a refrigerator or a stove and put it in the pond, in fact, the deepest part of the pond, in fact, why would that be down there? Hall told the TV station there. Hall said it wasn't until he took a photo of the object that he was able to identify it. I took a picture and zoomed in on it and thought, that looks like an ATM, Hall said. The farmer said he doesn't know how long the ATM was in his pond since he didn't drain it in 2019, but it didn't appear to have been in the water for more than a few weeks. You know what? First thing I'd be doing? Checking that puppy for cash. For sure, I'd be making a withdrawal if I found an ATM at the bottom of my pond. Busting that thing open for sure. Okay, now this. A Turkish paragliding instructor rigged up a couch and a TV so he could become a couch potato hundreds of feet in the air. Hasan Kavel, 29, of Izmir, created a miniature living room complete with a couch, a lamp, and a TV set, and rigged it to a parachute harness to take on the paragliding track at Babadag Air Sports and Recreation Center. Kavel shared videos showing his friends helping to launch the rig from a cliff, and he then went cruising through the air while sitting on the red sofa. The video shows him kicked off his shoes over the water, put on some slippers to settle in the sofa, and watch cartoons while cruising through the air. Now, there's something that might be on my bucket list. Just to sit back, and relax while you sail through the air. My goodness, that is definitely takes some thinking for sure to be able to do that. Pretty cool stuff. All right, it is July the 8th. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1865, C.E. Barnes patented the machine gun. 1879, the first ship to use electric lights departed from San Francisco, California. 1881, Edward Berner, druggist in Two Rivers, Wisconsin, poured chocolate syrup on ice cream in a dish. To this time, chocolate syrup had only been used for making ice cream sodas. Wow, yeah, so he made the sundae, in other words. 1881, Edward Berner. My hat's off to you, my brother. 1889, the Wall Street Journal was first published. Have you ever read that newspaper? It's boring. No, they actually have some interesting things in the Wall Street Journal, I have to say. 1889, John L. Sullivan defeated Jake Kilrain in the last championship bare-knuckle fight. The fight lasted 75 rounds. 1907, Florence Ziegfeld staged his first Follies on the Roof of the New York Theater in New York City. 1919, U.S. President Wilson returned from the Versailles Peace Conference in France. 1947, demolition work began in New York City for the new permanent headquarters of the United Nations. 1950, General Douglas MacArthur was named Commander-in-Chief of United Nations Forces in Korea. 1953, Notre Dame announced that the next 5 years of its football games would be shown in theaters over closed-circuit TV. 1960, the Soviet Union charged Gary Powers with espionage. He was shot down in a U-2 spy plane. 1963, all Cuban-owned assets in the United States were frozen. And in 1969, the U.S. Patent Office issued a patent for the game Twister. Yes, indeed. You ever play the game Twister as a kid? Boy, that was so much fun growing up playing with my brothers. You just have all those, what, all those colorful circles. And you, what, did you spin something? I don't remember exactly how you got your number. And then you put your hand over on the next one. And then you'd end up all twisted up. It was a lot of fun. But 1969 is when that became an invention there, July the 8th, on this date. So there you go. You are now up to date. Let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. We are giving away a Speedway gift card. So you can go out there and get yourself a couple of fountain drinks or some money off on gas or something like that. A $5 Speedway gift card is what we're giving away today. If a person is described as a universal donor, what blood group do they have? My mom has this type of blood. If a person is described as a universal donor, what blood type do they have? What is the column of vertebrae that connects the skull to the pelvis called? What is the column of vertebrae that connects the skull to the pelvis called? 740-383-9944. Which procedure is the removal and examination of a piece of the body to check for signs of disease? Which procedure is the removal and examination of a piece of the body to check for signs of disease? Where would you find the cerebral cortex? Where would you find the cerebral cortex? 740-383-9944 is our phone number. If you've never given us a call, or if you've called before, or whatever, hey, give us a call and sign up for a chance to win this Speedway gift card. We're giving that away here at 4:55 this afternoon. We have to hit another break, so if you try to call during the break, I'll put you through and just hang on, and I'll get to you as soon as the break's over. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1, right here. WWGH. Caller, can you hold on just a moment through the break for me?
Yes.
All right, hang on. I'll be right back with you. Thanks for listening to WWGH Radio. We'll be back after these words.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWG.
We are back, and caller, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Did you want to answer a trivia question?
Yes. O blood type.
O blood type is the answer. Very good. Yes, my mother has that, and folks that take blood donations find that out, and they blow up her phone wanting donations. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. All right, and is this Miss April?
Yes.
All right. I will put you in the stack for this Speedway card, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks for taking the time to call.
Uh-huh.
All right. Bye. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. We have a nice amount of callers this week. Last week, we didn't, I think Ernie mentioned it, we didn't have the kids call last week. So we have the kids back in the mix this week, and they're always entertaining to have call. And then all of our regulars, too. We appreciate hearing from everybody. So if you're one of our regulars and haven't checked in, or if you're new and you're listening, thinking, what in the world am I listening to? Well, hey, it's trivia time right here on WWGH. We're here every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 until 5 o'clock live on your radio. And we play trivia and we just have a good old time. So if you would like to answer a trivia question too, why, you may do so. We would love to hear from you at 740-383-9944. I have an Ohio story for you. This one is called Roundhouse. Roundhouse. If you've heard rumors of an abandoned house in Logan shaped like a giant golf ball, you didn't hear wrong. It's a bizarre building, but it's very real. The structure, about two stories tall, seems to be made of poured concrete. So why would anyone want to live in something like this? People in Logan have been asking that question since the early 70s, when a Mr. Stewart built it. It came to be known as Stewart's Folly, but for a while the builder had high hopes for it. He intended it to be a revolution in weatherproof housing. The roundhouse is a prototype for a new, highly durable type of home that is sold along hurricane-prone coasts and through Tornado Alley. Because of its lack of corners and flat exterior surfaces, the wind resistance on the building is almost nil, making it ideal for parts of the country where high winds cause problems for homeowners. The basic shell is also fireproof, as were the original Lexan windows through the interior could burn. And it came with special fire escape plans that involve sliding through escape hatches and windows onto a rear scaffolding. The house was begun in 1971 and completed in 1973. Two wooden shells were built, inside and out, and the concrete was poured from the top. It hardened, the molds were removed, and the main part of the structure was done, with walls 5 inches thick on the sphere and 8 inches thick at the base. The interior has two floors on top, a porch, and a basement with a built-in garage. The place has seen better days. It was never wired for power, and Stewart never moved his family into it as he intended. When it was finished, he had an offer of $350,000 from the roundhouse, which he refused. Unfortunately, he never got another offer that good again. He stopped working on it and began to use it for storage until some thieves broke in and stole several of his tools. Mr. Stewart died without ever seeing his innovations put to the test. Equally unfortunate is the fact that the original blueprints and design notes were lost in a fire. That makes the Logan Roundhouse a true original, never to be duplicated. So there you go, a little Ohio story for you, a roundhouse down in Logan. So if you're ever that way, you can probably just ask around, and people probably know about the golf-shaped roundhouse. It is time for the Weird Word of the Week. So come to the virtual classroom and jump online here. Let's see, what was it everybody was doing, still doing during the pandemic here? The Zoom. Everybody gets on Zoom to have a meeting. So you can get on Zoom and we'll have our Weird Word of the Week. Today's weird word is bailiwick. Bailiwick. B-A-I-L-I-W-I-C-K. Bailiwick is a noun. Here's a definition. A person's area of skill, knowledge, authority, or work. The origin of bailiwick goes back to the late Middle English, 1425 to 1475. Bailiwick, a person's area of skill, knowledge, authority, or work. So next time you can, try to drop that into a sentence. People be like, what in the world are you talking about, right? Yes, indeed. For sure. All righty. Well, we have 2 minutes left. Let's see if we can get a phone call or two mixed in here real quick at 740-383-9944. Answer one of these trivia questions. Get you signed up for a chance to win. I sound like I work at a fair or festival, right? Come on over. Get yourself signed up for a chance to win a Speedway gift card. What is the column of vertebrae that connects the skull to the pelvis called? What is the column of vertebrae that connects the skull to the pelvis called? Which procedure is the removal and examination of a piece of the body to check for signs of disease? They take a piece of skin out or something or other, and they usually go down deep, take it out, send it off for testing. What's that called? Where would you find the cerebral cortex? Let's see. How many clubs is a player allowed to carry in a round of golf? How many clubs is a player allowed to carry in a round of golf? And what year did Tiger Woods turn pro? What year did Tiger Woods turn pro? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, hey. Are you looking for a biopsy?
Yes, I'm looking for biopsy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the one I'm looking for. Thank you, sir. All right, take care.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. It is 4:55, and it is time to do our drawing. Let us find out who our winner is going to be. Thanks to everybody that called in. Let's say thank you to Noah. Thank you to David. Thank you to Allison. Thank you to Bob. Thank you to Lucas. Thank you to Ralph. Ashley and April. Hey, we got one more calling in. Hi, we're on the air.
Am I too late?
No, you just got us just in time.
1996 for Tiger Woods.
Yes, that is right.
Yay!
Very good. And I should know who this is, but I can't come up with your name.
Sarah Burgoff.
Yes, that is right. All right. Well, Sarah, I will add you here to the drawing.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, thanks for listening and calling. I appreciate it.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Very good. Now, let's mix these up and find out who's going to win this drawing today. Who could it be? Who could it be? I'm going to mix these up extra good this week and find out. And the winner is for this week is Ernie Brees, congratulations, Ernie. You are our winner of the Speedway card for this week. And I do have your address from a previous time. Let me double check. I believe I have it written down. Yes, I do. I have your address written down from a previous time when you called in. And so I will send this through the mail to you so you don't have to worry about coming out to the radio station to get it or coming down. And I will send this Speedway gift card your way. So congratulations, Ernie. I wish I had a gift card to give everybody. I really do. If I had that kind of funds, I would. Maybe one of these weeks I will. I'll come up with some extra and we'll give away a bunch of them like we have. I think we did that maybe around Christmas or Easter. I forget when. We'll give away a bunch of them. But thanks to everybody that called today. We had several calls today. And I thank everybody so much for calling and for this gift card this week and calling and answering the trivia questions. Thank you so much. See if I can get in Ladies Corner real quick. Apple Crisp Recipe is this week's. You can find this on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. Here is what you need. 5 tart apples, peeled and sliced, about 6 cups. 1 package Jell-O vanilla flavor, sugar-free, fat-free instant pudding. 1/4 cup sugar, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/3 cup water, 3 tablespoons of butter, 1 1/2 cups cranberry pecan granola. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 350, toss apples with next 3 ingredients in large bowl, stir in water, spoon in 1 1/2 quart baking dish, microwave butter in medium microwavable bowl on high 30 seconds or until melted, stir in granola, spoon over apple mixture. Bake 50 minutes or until apples are tender. So if that sounds good to you, simply go to my Facebook page, Radio Nate. Search it into Facebook, Radio Nate. And my page will come up. You'll see the picture and the recipe. Copy and paste that and make it and bring it into the studio to me. Just kidding on the last part. Just kidding. Hey, it's time for me to get out of here. Remember, I'm here every Wednesday afternoon, 4:15 to 5 o'clock. So until next Wednesday, I will talk to you later. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1, Offbeat News and Trivia, WWGH.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, we welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal convention, probably the biggest star-studded convention you've ever seen. We've got huge stars. We've got Gary Busey, LaToya Jackson, Jose Canseco, some of the really, really big names from Celebrity Apprentice, and I think it really, really is.
Now,